Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you to our guests. I love that the text line is still buzzing about Joe Cali. Thank you to Joe for being on with us today to talk about the NBA draft lottery. Thanks to Ian Happ for sharing news about the injured list. That was at 11 o'clock today, in case you missed it. And thanks to Russ Dorsey as well, and Chris Emma for having a ton of hot takes that I did not see coming.
Yo, Hot Take Tuesday was real today.
Hot Take Tuesday might just have to become a thing. I still want Lawrence Holmes to bring back Hater Wednesday. He joins us with Matt Spiegel.
So here's the thing. The person who launched Hater Wednesday is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
Des Clark.
Are you going to do Hater Thursday?
No.
I didn't know Des launched Hater Wednesday.
We were doing a show, I want to say, at Four Farthings. I think that's where we were.
Today's Tuesday, so tomorrow's Wednesday?
Would be Wednesday.
That's Hater the right Wednesday. Amount. That's
Guys,
the right
I
amount
never
of
know
farthings.
What day it is.
And I was reveling in the Twins losing to the Yankees yet again in the playoffs because, you know, White Sox hate the Twins. Mm-hmm. Take your piranhas and your doubles off the wall and everything else. Mm. And Ron Gardenhire scoring in the first inning. And so he was like, man, you're a hater. He's like, this is kind of like a Hater Wednesday. So thus birthed Hater Wednesday after that.
The Twins have won 8 games in a row.
Yeah.
Hey.
At the same time, the Cardinals have won 9 games in a row. This is Chicago baseball nightmare fuel.
Stupid Joe Mauer just hitting doubles right? off the left field wall.
And like the Cardinals seem to have reinvigorated the factory that produces minor leaguers that you've never heard of. And then you're like, oh my God, Victor Scott II. Where'd they get that guy?
Oh, you mean Cardinal Devil Magic?
That's what I'm saying.
There's a name for it.
Yeah, but where do we decide the factory was, Lawrence? You remember?
Hell.
Wow.
We can ask Chris Ranji today at 5 o'clock.
Granite City.
Yeah, exactly.
That's more where they get the raw
Ranji's
materials.
House.
That's where they get the
granite City.
And then they forge it into Cardinals
players. Oh, I was talking about hell.
Oh, yeah, that is also his house.
Like, here's somebody. Here's Tommy Pham. You never heard of him before. Here's Jeremy Hazelbaker.
Man bleed on the inside.
But do you know how annoyed I am that Tommy Edman is a key piece to the Dodgers success?
He's good.
And he is a Cub killer.
Yes, he is.
I did not realize until last night that Tommy Edman, Stanford teammate with our guy Nico Horner, they were also there with Cal Quantrill. I didn't realize that until last night.
What a team.
That was Nico's former college teammate.
I was screaming at Cal Quantrill last night.
What were you screaming, Lawrence?
Move, pitcher! Because that's like my biggest pet peeve is when there's a pop-up on the infield.
And you're in the way.
And get out of the way. I scream that just indiscriminately in any baseball game that I see because it's what I used to do.
Didn't they have a thing, was it the catcher and Grant Pauley, the third baseman, who like knocked into each other last night?
Quantrill.
Oh, that was Quantrill. That's who that was.
That's why I was screaming.
Oh, yeah. You're 100% right. I didn't realize that was Quantrill for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, he's an idiot for doing that.
Get out of the way.
That's not your job at that
go
point.
Go over there.
Yeah. Also, guys. Rich Hill, back in baseball.
Dick Mountain just wants to pitch.
Thank you, 773, for alerting me practically real time to the Royals tweet that he is now with Omaha.
I love it.
Omaha!
The replies are hilarious.
Would you be that guy? Would you be hanging on for dear life, doing whatever you could to pitch as long as you could?
Hell, some would say that
I'm already doing.
Like, you just want to continue to do what you do and have fun. Why would you stop?
Hey, do you know how much money he makes? I know. Just for being left-handed and, like, indecent?
Sometimes I like, but it's clearly the love. It's clearly like he doesn't know what the hell else to do with his life. You know, it's like, I got to just do this as much as I possibly can. You know, it's like, sometimes it reminds me, remember, like, there was a while there where Steve Carlton, I know I'm dating myself, but he pitched for like five teams as an absolute dog crap reliever at the end of his career. Lee Smith bounced around and pitched for like four different teams when he wasn't closing at the end. You know,
it's one of those things
Jesse Orosco just kept going.
If you look at guys and if you really think about it from an economic standpoint and you go, where else am I going to make this amount of money for this amount of work? And it's like, oh, well, that's why the guy stayed in the NFL until he was 35. Because where else is he going to get $2 million a year?
Why am I forgetting about the OG to this, the journeyman? Why can't I think of his name right now, the pitcher?
Jamie Moyer?
No, not Jamie, even though he pitched until, what, he was 49?
He pitched for a long time. 49.
Yeah. No, I'll think of it eventually.
I don't know, but like, I find myself drawn to the humanity aspect of, like, I don't know what else to do. When you've got...
I got nowhere else to go.
Pitch for the Twins.
Don't they have hobbies?
Had an no-hitter, but he threw like 140 in that game.
It was like we were joking about this yesterday with Derek Carr. Derek Carr's first day of retirement was working out, having the family go for a run, and watching film.
I remember that Bobby Bowden...
That's bad.
That's not...
He's in a bad place.
Bobby Bowden legitimately gave voice to it towards the end of his run at Florida State. He said, I'm afraid that if I retire, I'll just die.
We've seen that for several coaches.
Didn't Bear Bryant die like 6 months after he quit?
Yes, he sure did.
Yes. You know, you quit,
Francisco
you might die.
Liriano.
Oh, Liriano kept going. Yeah, Liriano did keep going.
Liriano was good.
Yeah, but he turned into a loogie for hire there towards the end for a while.
Is that what we're calling it? I've never heard that expression before.
Loogie?
Well,
loogie
for hire.
Oh, well,
yeah. I thought that was a whole. I know what a loogie is.
Yeah.
Jamie Moyer with a 25-year career.
It's when you get to the baseball reference page and you have to scroll down just to get through all the stats.
I love it.
That's so much. That deep, like the Henry Aaron, the. Like, there's certain guys, you're like, oof. We did it with Nolan Ryan the other day.
Edwin Jackson.
Oh, Edwin Jackson, yeah. 14 teams.
I'm sorry, guys.
He broke the record. Didn't he get to 15?
And Jesse Chavez.
Yeah,
Jesse Chavez still keeps pitching. Saying he's going to retire, then he unretires, then he retires.
He's still pitching right now, right?
I know the feeling.
Braves, right?
Yeah.
You keep referencing, is that a softball reference or a radio reference?
Either way. Shout out to Odyssey Softball. They made their debut last night. The new season has begun.
Thanks
to our friends Rinaldi's for being a sponsor of Odyssey. I am retired. But I got the report from team captain Cody Westerlin, who is going to join us at 3 o'clock today to talk Bulls. 17-0 in their first game. They won.
Wow.
17-0? They got some ringers on that team?
No, it was just like they were playing a new team and it takes
a while.
And
they look new.
Yeah, they look very new. So thanks to Rinaldi's for continuing to be a grand sponsor for us.
Rinaldi's has greenlit a birthday present for our guy Nico Horner today at 2:30. So be listening for Nico and us to discuss that, among other things.
Yeah, we've got ourselves a show today, including talking with Cody Westerlin. The aforementioned Chris Ranji is going to be on the show today. We're going to ask him about Cardinals Devil Magic. We're going to ask him about, does he realize that the Pope was listening to his post-game show?
I would assume, Lawrence, that he's got audio of the Pope calling his post-game show.
It is a Bob. And we know how Ranji feels about Sox fans who are named Bob. So all of that is coming up. We're going to talk with Nico Horner in 20 minutes. We'll get it cracking and laugh at the Bulls after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.